I was born around here at Wells, and I lived that much long I lived. And I'm going to try tell stories, but maybe I forget some of them. And I learned from that story from Mama. She always tell us stories. Takkuuk kangokami tengen angayakakit matlong nakitinaraktit na yaginik ang tatao na inaksukubrokto ni naksauma tukutka naksarokadakto ni puyakto nito naksak tuktaga dem a ila ni unnuarsi oqarluni watani ilaani tan unnuarni kubroqatarto kubroqluni kaangniilato kaangniilagallaqamniqsait miaqugo wa taimanimmilluni wa qallanguuraq uaannak imaqqaatuaq manisuq taimmangainnaq puyuunnallaaqqamungu uwa taimma ipiuttaluillu inium ataa uwasaraaqai niqinnasukkiga taimma aqupunami nirigai nuutnami tanna kuurani soitkai taim naqsaqtaruun pusaqaa taim naqsarigallarlunnuarni uplomong angitraato angitraarami tuutnami итхами кантан тоогуа тилук торай пераалунни тейтс ноаа пераалунмини тейма тилук тунгеахами кокоар тактаккамуа иннуму кайтмара анипкаарун атаккаа тунораа нагиангасуарнаат тейма анисоққаан илгиаарук тоогун тейма авоқмани тоқкаа қитима тоққаарлуу итэртоқ сукуна кетма аллуагаллуарлу ааннулуага тейми ахубунами пегааллунмартаахами пиа нули тиллуусагуна ианнасуккит кетмаарауг атиннаарлуартартасаарнаа итерлуу итхами уклия алиннийоқутгалу тейм у ыга ут маун паллук маун тейм манига тэрму уимин покутхам нэрэрсэртайма нэрэгаакъитмаори алэнаа токъарнаа нэрнилэртэсэнгэ инми тэйма иннакъмат пэллэрами иннаанарсимаун иннаат синиккалаар тэнгуваинтэн da kong mong tane pak ne mi kupra mi no ta to to no ta tara om nak sak pura ka te ma to no ngak man ui ni Adeen nak atukha, kaitin ngore imna adeen nao tiga. Tukhtaga uimi. Teima. Uplirut, upliyam. Angit kakami. Sitak matan, tiluk dotok. Tilik tungai kami koko katan tat kamu. Panira ka at kao na anip ka kakam. Tantara pisang ikatwak lo anip ka katayim. Abok mani tantukot ka. Itaklo ni atan. Pekhaatlu yaalun aa itkhami. Pekhaatlu yaakhluni nulii tili yaa paniwaakuksakuna tiilu uklium. Aliennak aktuuvaluaktaqqara. Alienni yaqutigaluuta tiiplu ukliyaatan teim paniwaatik. Hukaa. Nagotin tara ilaba. Teima uut mau. Tan kalup kalup kaklu uimin tarunga man raga pukutak. Nek raga I teima. Teima pulaman. Ikpaklu I. Pukute ikpakaklu I. Isumaluk taqtaanarna satama uanga tuqliuqaanga taq qanuqlunga aataima samna piliarpik teima sinuktuk sinkalaqamqtana tuqaqamq teima tanunungaataq kukramin pulasaataq Isumma umma atokaakna. Teima uanga tokutli okaanga tarani. Kanuklunga teima samna kinakli okmiyanga suluwa. Hani yuma aulaatakama. Teima tamana kasakki. Pihliu nuokta taunua saam inna. Naamaititlaaksinakakalu. Kitem nama ya udah kami ujuk tu tu nuan rak tak angkau tak rak tu, tema terus rak kami angkau tak rak tu rak tak, tema itak suni setat kami ayak tak umat akan kau tak unmitin. Kanu ada setem piliwa tak ma tilak tome kan pelok nan kenapa nuso kemau elkinyak lulu anak sautok mak ngalim nan sok nani hi Mak ngalim na anisok nani. Ito kami. Kami taro kami. Tako na kukigun. Kinira ka. Tako na pasa kami. Nikubun na matekong aking matekong waktok. Teka ulimawara isa kami. Nangtak Umutunum pinter rumat tunon pikemi anak tenirato. Poinne tatkam tegakas mamiak sulimne. Natang nasiro. Kite mal tatkam tokso. Nuliakaw na kairun. Nuliakas kangitan. Pam, temong al, pa niakun alakaka aksa ko si Marking yaka tapping eksuin, eksin ni ro, pwede ko tayo eksin lakwatakto, kita yung temong, pam temong alakata ko, temong tayo aksa ko, asinga ito kami aksa mo kubatut ng kato, so sili. Tutti ni naklu tat kiwa tak ba aklam itayam perak tak. Iksinaw itaksinakura. Itaksinakura. Iksimanganaw makilatan. Iksuin. Nau miyak tak. Iksemak miyak upo. Ba tat piwa tak lindu. Tat kamutan tuklo tak. Nuliak tinangaw na kaito ang tamtik inyong walik itik alka 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 sama ang isip na kinangaw tiro na piyo anak sa takano pa aksam kitin ito ka kakma sikak isaktak sulit. Tigit kag patlagak piyak si Marova. Iman na kaya ko ang lantar ilik si Maisa. Taratay man na ilipso inyuli magata o munaknak. Suwa atay makingwagun.
A story told by Dora Natang. The story was the place where it was at Cape York. There was a family with two children, boy and girl. The father always hunts seals day and night, sometimes out at nights. One time he was hunting with seal nets. While he was out there, he got hungry, and all of a sudden a bowl of meat appears. That makes him more hungry. So he thought this could be from human being works. So he ate the meat that were in the bowl. So in the morning he came home And when he got to the entranceway, he shook snow off from his clothes. Then he called to his wife, who was inside the igloo with their two children. He told his wife to let his son come out to the entranceway to meet him. When the boy came out and met his dad, the man grabbed his son and killed him. Then he go inside the igloo, leaving the body of the boy out in the entranceway. His wife noticed something was wrong. He told his wife to bring the boy, which was dead, to cut him up and cook it so he can eat. She was crying in her heart but did not try to show it. Then when the night come, they go to bed. And when the morning came, he go out to check his seal nets again. Then he come home, and again he acted same way like when he came home the other morning, when he came home and killed his son. Then he called his wife again to send her daughter to meet her dad. Thus he killed her too and go inside the igloo. And he told his wife again to bring the body of their daughter and cut it up again and cook it so he can eat. They went to bed again when night comes. Then when the morning came, he go out to check his field nets. His wife know that when he come home this time, it will be her turn to be killed and be eaten. So soon as the man goes out, this woman took part of walls wide enough to go in and dug a place big enough room to hide. Then after she dug a place, she went inside and put the walls back and hide. After this was done, her husband came home. When he came inside, he said, "It don't seem she go out from here." He hid every piece of wall and listened. She tried to be so quiet, she can hear her heartbeat real loud like. After checking all the walls, he took two floors and make a fire. After making a fire, he took his clothes off and looked over his body like if he was looking for the meaty part. Then he stay over the flame. After a while, he fall over and never move. His wife was watching all that time, so she called her husband that his barbecue is done. He never moved nor answer. So then she come out and poke her husband and find he was cooked dead. Then she grabbed her ulu, Eskimo woman knife, and cut him up. Then she went out to run away to their nearest neighbor who lived at Polarok, about 4 or 5 miles away. While she was running, she looked back and see a fire was after her. Just before the fire caught up with her, she got to the igloo and go inside. And right away, a man told her to get back behind him and told her that her husband is after her. When entering, she noticed two brown bears as stepping places to climb in. After that, the man called in from top of igloo by the skylight to let the woman come out, that she is his wife. But this man, where she go, told her husband to come and get her himself. So the husband destroyed the skylight to come in and told the man and his wife that both of them will be killed. At that instant, this man became part bear And when the husband put his head in the through the skylight, he blew a flame of fire. Right away, the mad husband was on fire. They could hear the crackling noise of fire. Then it was over. He told the woman to go out and see what became out there. So she go out even though she was afraid. What she found out was nothing but ashes and something that seems that was not burned. Then she came in and the man asked her what she seen. She told him that she see only ashes and something near the skylight. When they both go out, they found everything was burned. Only thing that was not burned was the stomach. After that, what became of her, we do not know.